it's a question for the Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Justice. There's a disagreement between OPM and the Postal Service on whether it has to pay this money now. It agrees it has to pay it at some point, but the Postal Service actually has a surplus, what it feels is a surplus on what it pays into the retirement system. And I have to tell you, this is a very complicated accounting question. Exactly when do they have to pay? Should they pay? What Congress has told them to pay? And it isn't an easy thing to answer. And of course, the real problem is that the Postal Service is losing lots and lots of money because they're limited on what they can charge for postage, and their postage service has dropped way off. So it's a big problem for them.
So this isn't necessarily a legal issue as much as it is what like an act of Congress? I mean, how can they rectify this?
Well, it is a legal issue because it's tied up in what has Congress required, what are federal agencies in general obligated to pay, when are they obligated to pay it, and the Postal Service, perhaps out of an act of desperation, has finally said to OPM, well, we're not going to continue to pay in advance for all of these benefits. We'll pay you later when they actually come due, and we don't think we have to pay them now, and we really can't afford to, so therefore we don't think we have to. And if we're wrong, the Office of Legal Counsel will tell us at Justice, and then we'll pay it. And, of course, you know, where are they going to get the money?
And I think probably, Bill, some people suspect that Postal Service is only delaying the inevitable. Are they just moving into the future a liability that they're going to have to pay and just have to double down on the funding in the future?
Well, eventually I think Congress will probably make it good, but it's a question of, you know, there's some really interesting questions here. For example, you know, what does the Postal Service do anymore with email? I mean, how much first-class mail is there that ordinary citizens use? How much junk mail is there? If you subsidize the Postal Service, are you subsidizing industry? These are really very significant questions, and of course it gets tied into how much money do they have to keep going? What are their labor costs? And where are they going to get some money? And I think you're right. I think eventually the money is going to have to be paid. There was an interesting article about, well, I guess maybe a year ago, from the Postal Service Inspector General, who was talking about it from the accounting perspective, basically setting the stage for saying that OPM is wrong to require this payment to be made in advance. But it comes from an interpretation of a statute that you know, could also be changed by Congress. But I think Congressman Issa is concerned about you know, should the federal taxpayer be subsidizing the Postal Service, given what it does and given the alternatives? And of course, they want 5 day a week service. There's a lot of things that could be changed.
In your experience, how unusual is this? Is this the first of its kind of move?
Oh, no. The Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Justice issues many, many of these kinds of decisions where there are disputes between federal agencies, whether they disagree on the interpretation of the law, and it may affect their missions differently, and that's what the Office of Legal Counsel does. It resolves these types of disputes, and so it's not unusual at all.
And what about the idea that this is raised by Congressman Issa, that other agencies could say, well, you know what, we're strapped too, but we were thinking that the contributions that they have to make for health and benefits is appropriated, and therefore the money is always there.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't understand fully how it works, but I think that's essentially right. Other agencies pay each year out of appropriated funds. Postal Service has to pay in advance for future liabilities, and that's because of a different way that Congress has asked them to pay. And see, these are the same benefits that all federal employees receive. We're talking now specifically on the FERS contributions, which are very significant. What agencies pay? It's like 10.7%, I think, of payroll. But you also have issues coming up on health insurance contributions and those sorts of things too.
So this could definitely set a precedent then.
It could, except that other agencies, you know, they don't have the same rules. So I don't know that you'd see them. I don't believe that you'd see them coming under this. But it is, they're losing, what is it, $8 billion with a B, dollars a year, Postal Services, and so they have to come up with the money somewhere.
Bill Bransford is a partner in the law firm of Shaw Bransford Roth, and we thank you for that insight.
Well, thank you.